It's a great idea for a journal entry, bad idea for a Facebook post. Don't tweet that. And there's no if I said so. I just said it. So you're trying to provoke me. You know what? The eating and the topping is out because you got homework to do. Why are you asking me? Ask Jeeves.
Yes, and when I heard that, I said, you better bring back the throwback. Yeah.
I'm showing my age. Woo!
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
Y'all don't even know the magnitude that I love this artist joining the couch. Your favorite cousin on your daddy's side of the family is in the building. Music artist, musician, cultural shifter. You land down the tracks. Duran Bernard is here.
What is happening?
How are you?
Man, I feel good because you're wearing yellow. Uh-huh. It just brightens up everything, you
Thank
know?
You. Yeah. Well, in honor. Is this your favorite color?
It is.
Okay. Well, listen.
Still is.
So your album just came out. The latest project. How do you feel?
Oh, it really does feel like you give birth. You know, it's I mean, musical contractions. In real life, I could never. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, it's finally good to be able to listen to the songs and knowing that it's out there for the world to hear as well. So it feels a little bit different now that I don't have to nitpick at everything. Mm-hmm. I can just listen to it and enjoy it.
Yeah. Listening to this body of work, it feels very much so like you got real deep with yourself in this process. Can you talk to me about that journey to channeling that self-awareness in this album?
It really began with therapy, you know. Even though I must say, even though professionally I got into therapy in 2020, but Badu has kind of been my therapist since she met me when I was 22. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just getting advice and you know, nuggets of knowledge and whatnot, just giving you different ways to look at things. And so that's kind of where it stemmed from. Just a constant desire to try to figure out how can I better this, instead of saying, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. No, if it ain't broke, still make sure it's working while right. Goddamn.
Yeah, tune it up. Wow. Okay, so I do want to know, like, this is, to be an artist, it takes work. But how do you set that tone? How do you get yourself in the zone to create such a masterpiece? Like, is there candles? Is there, what's it going on, weed, drinks? Like, or are we just praying? What is it?
Child, I am the zone.
Yeah.
Like, talking about getting in the zone. Yeah. I am the zone. I don't set the mood. I am the mood.
I feel like that's very true.
And I've been doing this. Like, this isn't something I just woke up one day and decided, I think I want to do this. Yeah. Music has had me in its grasp before I knew what to do with it. So, yeah, this has been a conditioning, a cultivating, a nourishing for my entire life. A young lady yesterday asked me, so how long you been singing? I said, how long you been black?
Your whole life.
Whole life.
Whole life. Did you grow up in the church at all? Because I don't know that part.
Yes. So my mom was a praise and worship leader, uh-huh, as well as, you know, teaching piano and voice. And then my dad would do sound for the church as well. But the church disbanded when I was little, and then they kind of had their own, who, you know, this section over here did that. So I wasn't like heavy in it.
Okay.
Yes, I do have influences in the church.
So talk to me about the process of creating a little bit, right? Because isn't that like the lead single that's coming off of it?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that?
So when I heard the music, shout out to Corey. He mixed half of the last album and he mixed this project as well. The chorus came first. I had no idea where it came from. I just felt I was tapping into my Rick James, you know, tapping into the father. Okay.
Okay.
And I didn't want to change it. It just felt really silly, but felt good. So I just built around that. And it really kind of, I didn't even realize this though. This album in particular is like kickback meets a therapy session.
Yeah.
And while we're laughing and giggling a little bit, we're not, people don't realize that they're exposing their own insecurities and their own projections on someone that they don't even know. Mm-hmm. And they're going off of how they feel. And it's just, it's a prejudice,
yeah.
You know, and it's more so for our own hearts and feelings. Like, well, if I'm not dealing with somebody that's not too, too fine, then that's less hoes that they got to deal with for me to have to deal with. And, you know, or feeling like I can't compete with who you feel is out of your league, you know, whatever that bullshit is, you know? So I think for me, it was a conversation of, okay, so boo, what's really the problem? Where did this stem from? I'm always about the why, because the action is never the reason.
You go to the source. Yeah.
What's the root? What is happening?
At the root.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have sex to your own music?
Yes.
You do?
See, at first, though, when I was younger, I would cut it off. I would be in the midst of everything, and I would cut it off.
Okay.
But now, if the shit is bopping, like, it's good. You know? And yeah. I think another cool thing to be able to do is have sex with someone listening to my song, and I wrote the song about them.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Man, that's intense.
I know, right?
You had that?
If I haven't, it's going to happen soon.
Okay. Yeah, add it to the list.
Mm-hmm.
Coming soon to a city near you.
Speaking
of coming soon to a city near you, though, this summer you headlined the Step Into My Office tour.
Yes.
How was that? Especially in this post-COVID world. What was that like for you?
Man, it was a little bittersweet, I will say, because right when I kicked off the tour, Miss Monkeypox came out of nowhere. It was like, no, I know I was gone for a minute, but I am back with the jump off.
Me.
And I tried to be as close to the cousins as I possibly could because I wanted to crowd surf. I wanted to jump into the crowd and pass the microphone and hear, you know, but it's like niggas is shook, you know? So it's just like, so I'm doing my very best to connect with them and interact with them. It was just good to be in front of an audience and perform these songs and hear them sung back to me and see the look on people's faces when I go into a song and like, oh, I've been wanting to hear this. Like, this is I love that. There's nothing in the world like it.
What's in your writer? Do you have a writer?
Mm-hmm.
What's in your writer?
Albanese gummy bears. No Harbros.
Oh.
None at all. Please. if you want to show me that you hate me so much, get me Harbros.
Oh my God. Somebody go get
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. That's how much I don't like them.
Somebody go get him some Albanese, because what?
Albanese. And if you a bad bitch, give me them sour Albanese. Oh,
they got some sour Albanese.
I got some at the house. I'm going to give you a bag. Because I order them by, you know, the box.
Okay. In a box?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need my tea.
Yeah.
You know, I need maple syrup. 100% maple syrup.
100%. Not Aunt Jemima.
Mm-mm. Lay's potato chips. Wait, that's classics.
Lay's potato. Okay. Classic.
Grapes. I need grapes. Green grapes.
Frozen?
No, not frozen. Okay. My teeth are a little sensitive.
Okay.
I just had like my third root canal.
My God.
No, it's not. It's
last
not,
week?
It is not the terror. No, I got it like 3 days ago. But no, I didn't experience the terror that people back in the day have experienced with the dentist. First and foremost, technology and medicine has improved and evolved.
I love the dentist.
I do too. That's my second favorite chair.
Since I was like young, and you know, none of my teeth fell out of my mouth. I also had braces for 6 years.
Oh,
yeah. So people compliment me on my teeth. I'm like, I went through hell to get there.
Yeah, no, you have nice teeth. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Let me ask you this: how intense is the competition you have with yourself? Because you give me this aura that you're not competing with nobody else. We're not doing that. But inwardly, what is that like for you?
I don't want to compete with myself.
Yeah.
I think each stage, I'm giving the best that I have at that time. So I'm not trying to, like, for instance, Durand was such a body of work, and to release it during, you know, the pussy popping on a handstand, you know, we were going through all that, and I just gave myself room to not try to compete or outdo a moment that took so many different pieces and see what other ways can I express myself? What other ways can I tell stories? Mm-hmm. What haven't I talked about?
Yeah.
So I think it's more so that, because I appreciate it. So I literally listened to it this past Thursday, the evening, the afternoon before the Wanderlust came out, mm-hmm. just to give it one thing. I'm just like, ooh, I was like, this is something, mm-hmm. you know? So to be able to cultivate this is, I'm like.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you ever slept with a fan?
See, that's hard because I'm that nigga. So it's like.
And what?
To know me is to love me. So it's like. Yes, what do you mean?
Okay. Yeah. But you have this song actually on this latest project, I'm That Nigga, and also I Am That Bitch.
Bitch, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a bad bitch and I'm that nigga.
How? How do we get here?
It is, man, and that's an old proverb. I did not coin that.
Yeah.
But it's something about having this audacity to be yourself, whatever that looks like. If I decided I wanted to just cross my legs because I felt like it, and you're going to deal with it, and you're going to love it, and I'm going to be perched, and we're going to be all right. So.
Yeah. All other things.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the craziest DM you've ever sent?
I've ever sent?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm always being goofy, mm-hmm. you know, so it's just, I might, and usually it's not like an actual DM. I might try to respond to a story.
Oh, that's exciting. You
know, yeah, like I might like a story and just see like if they noticed, you know, or I might go and like a couple posts and I'll run and hide. Like, I'm one of those.
Run and hide? Yeah. Okay, maybe what's the craziest DM you've ever gotten? Are you going through the footage?
I'm going to go through these screenshots.
The screenshots?
Bruh, it's crazy. The things that people have sent me.
For real?
Oh,
they saying
gosh.
Stuff?
It
or is it
hilarious.
Photos?
Well, I'll be getting, see, if somebody's going to send me dick pics or you're going to send me like that kind of stuff and it's not together, I'm going to like send back like bullet points of
what you need to do better.
Yeah.
You're going to correct them on their dick pic?
It's each one to each one. You need to do better.
Okay.
What is this? Hold on.
What kind of coaching do you give? And this is somebody, just free coaching?
I mean, not. It's just, you know, I don't know. It just makes me feel like.
The craziest one, nothing?
Wait, no, because I'm looking for the screenshots. One guy sent, hold on, because it's so.
We can come back to
a
it.
Fool.
Okay, proverb it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So one guy said, uh-huh. Hi, I want to have sex with you. Will you marry me? By the way, my name is blah, blah, blah. In that order.
Very backwards. Very backwards, sir.
Oh. And one guy sent me, he said, you so sexy. I want to sing in your butt or something like that. Like just.
Darnell, have you ever sang in anybody's butt?
No comment.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm
Shout
a vocalist. You know, we do.
You sang in butt?
I might warm up.
Warm. Okay. What a little me. Okay. I love the transparency.
Listen.
Wow.
It's going to set you free every time.
Okay. Why is it so important for you to, because I feel like you really like got into this bag on this latest project. Why is it so important to you to make music with an actual band?
Oh my goodness.
Tell me. Because they're not doing that. They're not doing that for real no more.
It's being able to create and modify and tweak in real time. You know, playing something that, you know, a song that you're inspired by. And it's like, can I do something in this realm? Like, can we find? And then you get inspired from that and it becomes this beautiful thing. Like, Leveled was inspired by Cleo Soul and Salt.
I love
them
love.
So much. Masterpiece is a song that really just, I never get tired of that song.
Mm-hmm.
And When I'm In Your Arms definitely feels a little like Leveled. And it's just, I wanted to do something.
Can I tell
like
you,
that.
I just discovered who you just named like maybe a month ago.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, so good. Wow.
Shout out
okay.
to Cleo. So she my sister and she don't even know it.
It's same.
She got a bunch of siblings over here. Like, we love her.
We love her. Making music, I feel like, is an artistry that just kind of like unfolds. It goes with you as you evolved. And right now, you know, you're in this zone. But was there ever, do you have a very low moment in your life?
I did. I've had like trying to, like, in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like just trying to get my footing on what it is that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You have all of this going on in this folk, and it's like, okay, yeah, the talent is there, that's great, that's lovely, but that's only a small percentage of the package. So how are we going to present this to where you love you and you can also share that with others and it makes sense to them? It's something that we can digest, we can follow along to. It's something that's catchy, you know. So those times, I think right before I did Soundcheck in 2015, I was kind of like, you know, maybe I should just go ahead and just not do what I like and maybe do something else.
What would that be? Is there a thing?
Well, I mean, it was still going to be music. I was just, okay. It was going to be like some generic shit. Since I'm like, well, since trying to do me isn't working, maybe I should try to take on another entity. And somebody was like, I will slap the shit out of you.
Mm. Like, you need those people around.
Yeah, no, seriously. You know, I can be myself and be commercial. It's just how are you presenting it? And it's like, oh, yeah, I am funny. Oh, yes, people love to laugh.
They do.
So that's the one of the core ingredients in my music.
You are a performer. Even on this latest project, there is this one track to where you're like having this conversation of some sort. And I'm going to need to listen to it again because it was wild, but... Why do you put that in your project?
First and foremost, hey, I need you to earn your keep. Yeah. You're not finna give me the thing you barely use and try to pass it off as value. I before E, except after me. Okay, Miss Johnson, Avery Williams, you better get your ass off my bed with them outside clothes on. Okay, who and what raised you? Blessed and highly favored. In myself, rise to the occasion. What's the occasion? Bitch me. A dumbass driving a smart car. You know she used to call me Bubbling Brown Sugar back in the day. Yeah. And when you got to remix Patrice and send the kids, try me not to help them remember. You know, it's a great idea for a journal entry. Bad idea for a Facebook post. Don't tweet that. And there's no if I said so. I just said it. So you're trying to provoke me. You know what? The eating and the topping is out because you got homework to do. Why are you asking me? Ask Jeeves.
Yes, and when I heard that, I said, you better bring back the throwback. Yeah.
I'm showing my age. Woo! I miss those days.
I love it. I love it.
I can't wait to do that live.
How has fame changed you for the better and the worse?
For the better, I guess, to see in my lifetime the fruits of my labor.
Yeah.
And continuing to see that, you know, I don't know. I guess the con would be is when I sometimes live vicariously through other people because they get a chance to have this certain fuck deficiency in how they maneuver through life. And I'm like, I would love to do that, but it's, I'm me.
Yeah.
So I can't do that. Or I don't have the audacity to do that right now. Because who knows? Maybe
it
I will.
Change tomorrow.
Right. But as of right now, it's just like, yeah.
Okay. Well, can you play a game with me real quick?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a game.
We love games.
Okay. It's called Can You Imagine? I'm going to give you two scenarios. You tell me which one is more likely for your case scenario, right? Okay. And then to spice it up, I just want you, because you brought something here.
I did.
I just want you to reach in there and grab one, and we're going to do that as well.
Okay.
Okay. So can you imagine singing with Beyonce or reviving Tiffany Evans' career?
I feel like I can have my cake and eat this too. Because we are definitely, we must sing with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because I know Tiffany, so we can always do a song whenever, and like it's gonna pop. Like, so, but like my first, like, I just, you know, listen, and I would hope that she would choose Beyonce as well, because bitch.
Okay, can you imagine?
Fuck it up, fuck it up.
Can you imagine not remembering A Wild Night or standing on the couch in the club? Which one sounds more like you?
Standing on the couch.
Yeah.
Because I don't get blackout drunk. Yeah, no. That's not. Yeah. I like to remember what's going on.
On the couch.
Oh, that's yes.
An empowerment. That's an empowerment moment. Are you kidding me?
Take your shoes off and jump if you're nasty.
Okay. Can you imagine making a pop album or making a country album?
Both.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I like all music.
Yeah.
And for the record, I just want to say this real quick. Because this whole conversation about R&B is dead, and then I be getting drugged and stuff, but I get it. I did offer the R&B brothers, you know, some help, you know, because they need it. And nobody came to the show, but that's all right. They can get the DVD later.
Ha!
Available. However, I get brought into this conversation because I have not been showcasing all of the different other genres that I really do love and that inspire me. Mm. So I can't be too mad. So I'm going to eat this while this era is here. And then y'all eat that up, because after a while, we're going to move on to something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, can you imagine being in love tomorrow or tongue kissing at a bar?
We'll see. I'm already like drowning in love, so I'll go ahead and make out in the bar.
Okay, okay. You in love?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Who?
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I have enough time to list all the people.
Oh, multiple.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Mostly my friends.
Can you imagine sampling music forever or doing a versus battle with Ari Lennox?
I want to do the versus battle. Oh, we will cut up. And we have material together, too.
Yes. Can I tell you? Because the Stuck song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all,
it got meth and crack in it. I just want y'all to know.
I put so many people onto that song, and it just resonates with me. Like, can you sing a piece for me? It would make my life.
I'm so glad that you asked. I brought my microphone.
Okay.
I won't catch you if you fall, but I can love you when you lay down. So you can never say that I get your emotions around. You're on the main road. I took a detour. So. If you listen to me, you're getting into another kiss. In love, Archie. Oh, you better.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw this.
I love it. Wow. Okay. Grab an ear. Give me one card. Grab an ear. Okay. One card. One card. You brought this box of tricks, and I don't know what's in it, but we're gonna find out right now. Mm hmm. How many tattoos you got?
I have seven.
Seven, okay. Mm. Get to it. What's going on? Okay, you want me to read it?
Yes, and then you answer it, and then I'll answer mine.
What is a mistake people often make about you?
Yeah, what is a mistake that people often make about you, Archie?
What is a mistake that people often make about me? Huh. What is a mistake that people often make about me? A mistake people... There's a couple. I mean, people think I come from a family that's like the Huxtables. Never, definitely not. I came from the hood. And people think I'm a bottom because I have an ass. I'm not that.
No. You don't?
No.
Not at all?
No, thank you. What about you?
Well, I would say the same thing, I guess. A few mistakes.
The Huxtables and the ass?
No, not the Huxtables. But well, I ain't got no ass. I, you know, little booties matter. You know, I'm part
they
of little
do.
Booties
Shout out to y'all.
Coalition. You know,
shout out to Darnell over there.
Yes, you know, we matter. You know, it's not much vestibule you got to get through to get into the sanctuary for praise and worship. You feel what I'm saying?
Stop.
You feel what I'm saying? You hear what I'm talking about? You hear what I'm talking about?
Are you
about?
Okay over there? Okay. All
yes.
right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
So
often
that,
make about you.
Yes.
What
so,
is it?
So the often mistake that they make is that. Yes, Duran don't throw dick, and that's disrespectful because not only does it work, it's gonna work. Okay, so
wow. Come on.
The other thing is that they think that I'm exclusive to men.
What do you think?
I just say I'm sexual.
Period.
Yeah. Like we, you know, there. Now my preference might be, the comical term would be called homo flexible.
This is a new one. I learned so much on this show.
Yeah. So if like a Peaches from Low Down Dirty Shame, Left Eye, Aaliyah,
yeah.
Tiana Taylor.
Oh,
like yeah. That's my jam right there. Yeah, I wouldn't fight at all.
Okay. All right.
Take.
Well, then we learned a lot. Yes. We learned a lot. What can we expect? Are you going back on tour?
Yes. Next year, though.
Okay.
They got to get, we're going to let the project sit and simmer. Everybody got to know their parts. The choir got to make sure, you know. And I need the sopranos to soprano, okay? Don't be down there with the altos, okay? Wow. No laziness at choir rehearsal. And please.
Can I be in the choir for one day?
Yes.
I just want to experience your life.
You can come to the
choir. I love singing. Yeah. You're an artist. I grew up singing. Yeah. That's not my purpose in life. You know?
Like, I grew up dancing, but I'm not a dancer.
Okay. Come on, Shondo.
Yeah. Like, and you know, that's interesting. I'm so glad that you know.
I love this.
You honor.
I might drop a Christmas EP, but yeah. That's not my purpose.
That part, because I can throw 2 eggs on the skillet and that does not make me a chef. So I'm trying to figure out where the children just decide to wake up one day and, oh, I'm an artist, and they haven't done the work. I'm starting to feel like Grace Jones here because I'm confused too.
Grace Jones. Okay.
Grace Jones.
Okay, wow. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. You are
a light, and I'm so glad that you have joined the healing couch. I feel healed now that you're here. I don't say that much.
Listen.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers to you. Cheers. Stream the album right now.
Yes, Wanderlust is out right now. And also.
Where? Oh, you hit number ones.
I did. It's my second number one project. Oh, my goodness. Wait. And also, you can now find the original soundtrack to the B-Boy Blues album that I also curated. Yes, I sang 4 songs on the project as well as touched 5 others.
Yeah.
Whether that was doing backgrounds, producing, writing, arranging. Mm-hmm. And yes, we have some dope artists on here. It's like the black queer version of Waiting to Exhale.
We'll stream it up because I love Waiting to Exhale. Okay? Shout out to you.
Thank you.
Stream the album right now. Hey friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit archiej.com and follow me on social media at @archiejspeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it!